the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose among the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. How hard it is to be humble. Every human being with any power wants to maintain or even improve it. And it is equally difficult to see our power waning when we retire, when our children grow up, when we are no longer physically strong, or realize we are becoming forgetful. When we notice these things happening, most of us are inclined to get angry, to hang on, to turn little responsibilities into larger ones. To be honest, I have to say that is happening to me. It is a temptation to exaggerate the past. I did this. I would never have let them get away with that. Chest thumping is not a virtue. Our ego can betray us. Jesus had quite a bit to say about this. Great men like to have their authority felt. This is not to happen among you. Anyone who wants to be great among you must become a servant of all. That is very difficult to do. It is possible that Judas was jealous of the authority Jesus had given to Peter, and that led him to betray Jesus. Losing power has destroyed many families and marriages. How difficult it is to be humble. And yet it is easier to embrace it voluntarily than to have it forced on us. And that's what usually happens. When John's friends complained about Jesus' growing popularity, he could have said, "Who does he think he is? I taught him everything he knows." But John said humbly, "I am not the Christ. He must increase, I must decrease." After his death, Jesus said about John, a greater person than John the Baptist has never been born. Wouldn't hearing that about ourselves make us proud?